Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated, "Whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to our series of misunderstandings. We were covering in our last episode the boy who cried wolf. We were looking at lying to parents. We were looking at how the parents should treat their children if the children are lying, and how, you know, if a child is ill or sick, should the parents, you know, believe, and how should they react to this? And we also touched upon the love of Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of the deen being placed into the hearts of children. And today, alhamdulillah, I'm joined again by our honorable guest, Abdul Hanan Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hanan?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Today we'll be discussing, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, regarding a normal house, Abdul Hanan, a normal house, you know, what happens in a normal house. Sometimes there's mess, sometimes there's things needed to be done, sometimes there's, you know, the garden needs mowing, or the sofa needs cleaning, or, you know, anything like this, or the dishes need to be washed, or the room is very messy, you know, these things.
I think just put it in a straight way, every house is normal in this sense.
Yes.
They have all these things in a house.
Common things in a house, you know. After eating, there's the dishes and they need to be cleaned. And so tasks are sometimes given from parents to children. And sometimes we don't like it. Speaking as a child here, sometimes we just don't like it. We don't want to do it. We're tired. It's come from school, come from madrasa, and we just want to relax. Sometimes we've gone outside, we've, you know, run about for quite a while, and we've come back home, and now we're tired. And mom's saying, you know, give me your laundry, and I need to wash. And we're just like, no, I can't be asked right now. And, you know, all of this stuff, all of the chores, we don't want to do it. What's the answer? We're tired. What do you want us to do?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mahad Bhai, this is a very interesting. You can say a conversation to get into. I'm going to make it more interesting.
Okay.
Right? For the viewers of Madni Channel. And that is, I want to start off with a little incident, a story. You can say that it was a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would never tell his child to do anything.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, someone asked regarding, you know, never tell your own child to do anything. Why you're always telling others or his friends to do things, but you never tell your own child? And look at the mentality of the Buzurg Ghanadin Rahimullah. He said that the reason I don't tell my child to do anything, just in case he denies to do it. Right? And if he's a mature child, right, then he will be sinful for disobedience of parents, not listening to his parents. He says that I don't want my child to disobey me and be entitled for the punishment of hell.
Allahu Akbar.
The Buzurg Ghanadin is thinking. It's so unique. You know, you're thinking about giving the children tasks and things like this. But this was just a start off, and I thought that how our ancestors.
You know, just to add on this, you're watching a Madhi Muzaffar, as Amir Al-Sunnah mentioning this, you know, that our pious predecessors, they would not command the children to do anything, in the sense that they would say it as a mashwara,
as a
suggestion.
Suggestion.
You know, I suggest you to do this. And so
would you able to do this for me?
Yeah.
Right?
If the child, you know, he ends up not doing it, she ends up not doing it, then it's not a sin upon them because it's just a suggestion.
And that is beyond a level of normal people. This is the thinking of the pious predecessor. Mm. Think about it, when the child does not listen to the parents, why is he? He's disobeying his parents.
Mm.
And in this disobedient is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
Right? Because it is compulsory for him to listen to his parents as far as they give him an order in the boundaries of Sharia.
Mm.
Right? Obviously those orders which are not in the boundaries of Sharia will not be acted upon. Right? But those boundaries, your child is told to steal or to
lie
or whatever, then it's not, that is in the, he will not listen to his parents in those regards. And this is obvious.
Mm.
But here generally we're talking about when a hukum of Sharia, anything it doesn't go against Sharia is told to do, then it's lazim, is necessary upon that child to listen to his parents.
Mm.
But this was just a start to our conversation, you can say.
Mm.
But in actual, what I want to really go through is that why not?
Mm.
Why not accept the fact that if your parents are telling you to do something, why not do it?
Too tired, my legs are, I can't be asked.
Right. This is an excuse which you are using.
Mm.
I guarantee you that if your friend came knocking on the door,
mm.
and says, let's go out,
mm.
that tiredness will go away.
Mm.
That tired, you will jump out of that tiredness,
mm.
and you will be fresh.
Mm. Yeah, because he's not asking me to do any chores.
Right? But he's asking you to go out here. Yeah. Your parents are just telling you to do something in the house, and it will only take you a minute or so.
Mm. Yeah, but why?
You will be out for an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, but I'll enjoy myself. This is, even for a minute, is tougher than that 1 hour. In that 1 hour, I'll be enjoying myself. In this 1 minute, you know, it's tough.
Then we need to work on what is enjoyable and what is not.
Okay.
Enjoyable is that action which is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is enjoyable.
Mm.
Ibadat, worship, following the command of Allah, this is where we should find enjoy. We should find joy, we should find tranquility,
mm.
we should find pleasure
mm.
in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? In the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where should be enjoyment. So first of all, our concept of enjoyment is wrong.
Hmm.
Right? I'm not saying that going out and spending time with your friends is wrong.
Hmm.
But if you're thinking that is enjoyable and listening to your parents is not,
hmm.
and this is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is very dangerous.
Hmm.
So one needs to fix his thoughts on this.
Okay.
Right? And you know, that tranquility which you will get in serving your parents, believe me, you won't get that anywhere.
Mm.
If someone did it with his heart, you know, just stand and just wash them dishes.
Mm. What do you mean by doing it with your heart?
Doing it with your heart is like not doing it because you're forced to do it, not doing it because
sometimes you are forced.
You're fed up and I'll do it. Mm. Right? This is the attitude we give as children or as youngsters. Oh, I'll do it because we're all in my case. They know that maybe they think that this is the only way to get rid of the parents saying to them.
Mm.
This is a very bad way of behaving, really. Mm. You're going to behave like this today. I tell you, there's going to come a time when your children will grow up and when you will tell them and you will realize how painful it is that you say, I don't want to do it. Oh, this is boring. This is it will come back to you. It will hit you. And I tell you, that time is when you're going to wake up.
Mm.
That time is when you're going to realize
mm.
that I should not have done that. I should have listened to my parents.
Mm.
I should have obeyed them. Right? Because you're going to feel it hitting you.
Mm.
And today your parents are feeling that when you're speaking out like this or when you are reacting like this.
Mm.
But if you did that action out of enjoy, out of love, alhamdulillah, I still, even in, whenever I go to my parents' house, just washing the dishes in my parents' house, it's, for me, it's a pleasure.
Mm.
Why? Because this is the tarbiyat we're given in Dawat Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
This is a pleasure for me to do something, or even to my father to tell me to do something is like, to me, it's pleasure. SubhanAllah, my father, he's blessed me. Although I have other brothers and sisters. But I feel I'm the chosen one here now.
Allah.
Because he's chose me from the rest.
I'll just stop you. Just stop you there. Dave, you're on the channel. How many of us I am the chosen one. Why? Because I've been given work for my parents.
We think we're the chosen one when we get a gift, right? We think we're the chosen one when we are listened to, or we are given love.
Why does someone assign a task to another? Is it because they don't want to do it, or especially the parents of the children, or is it because they trust them to complete it?
I want to mention here regarding a king.
Okay.
Right? If you go in back in history, you will find the ministers of the king, they found themselves the most chosen one when the king gave them an order. For them, that this was a means of their levels going up. This is the means of getting closer to the king. And it generally, when you know those people who work for the king, they will find this, that you know, the king's asked me to do it. He didn't ask him, he left him, he didn't, I mean, he doesn't like him or doesn't trust him. He's trust me. Especially in those unique works or those important works, where no one else has been given the opportunity, one governor or one ruler or one of the king's man is given this task, I want you to go and do it. That person would find themselves blessed. That person would find themselves that, you know, this is a step forward to gain the nearness of the king. Here, in the same sense, your parents are the kings and the queens, right? When they tell you to do something, this is your chance to gain the nearness. This is your chance to gain more closer to your parents.
Why do I need to be closer to my parents? What's that going to give me?
It's going to give you Jannah. Why you need to be closer to your parents? Because this is where the gates to Jannah. The father is the middle door to paradise, and the mother underneath the feet of the mother lies paradise. Right? So if you want king's kingdom here, but here is Jannah, your paradise, your kingdom. Right? Then this is a quick way. This service of your parents is a quicker way of entering into Jannah. Right? So, you know, why, if you want all that, then serve your parents. Right? Gain that with ease. Gain that with comfort.
You mentioned the incident of the king. You mentioned that the parents are the kings and the queens here. But sometimes we want to be the kings. We want to be the queens. Yeah. What about that?
Keep in mind, Mahat Bhai, who becomes a king? The obedient child. The one who respects the father or the king or the queen. He's the one who's given
king. He's the heir of the king.
He's the heir of the king. So yeah, this is, you need to understand this as well. So if you want to become a king, there's no way you're going to become a king when there's already a king there. So you will only become a king after them.
I think that's one thing that is breaking us, is that we think that there can be more kings in our house. And then what happens is, when we don't get that, because it's unnatural, it's simply unnatural. It's not how the system works. There's one queen. So in order to get that, then what happens is the children depart from the parents and they go and get their own house, and then their children do the same with them.
So even when they go to their own house and they think it's a palace, but when they realize how hard it is to work for that palace, right, they'll spend all their life try to build that palace of theirs, and then their times are near, right? Whereas here, there's a ready-made palace ready for you, right? A ready-made kingdom for you. All you have to do is serve the king and the queen, and it will be yours. Meaning serving your parents. This is just a terminology out of love we're using here about the king and the queen, but just generally saying, right, serving the parents, it's a means of getting their happiness, right? And you know, you will find that a child which loves is loved more by the parents. It's the one who's more obedient. It's natural, right? You won't find a disobedient child is loved more. Because any goodness, people are loved because of goodness. People are loved because of good character, good behavior, service. People are loved because of this. So if you want to really become loved of your parents, then this is the way. But sadly, by people don't want to be even loved. I think maybe they're not saying it, but their actions are saying this.
Or maybe, you know, it's just not understanding that if you want to be, you know, accepted into the paradise of Allah, then that's your parents. You know, your parents are a great source of that, as you mentioned. And you know, us lot may just be like, oh, why do I need to be loved from my parents? All right, fine, I don't need it. You know, I'm a big man now, whatnot. But actually, you're depriving yourself of those great rewards of the next life.
You're just talking about the next life. In actual fact, what you will get in the dunya is the du'as of your parents. We mentioned this, we've covered this a number of times, and you will continue hearing about this. Supplications of the parents are the means of success of the children, right? There are these hands which have been raised. You don't know that how sincerely your mother raises her hands, how sincerely your father raises his hands, right? When you do something to bring joy to them, I tell you, that dua which comes from the parent's heart is something beyond. If you want a quick way to gain anything of the world or the afterlife, just go and drop into the feet of your parents. Serve them. I tell you, this will be the most quickest way. Why you will, their du'as will hit you so straight, and they will bless you with so many blessings that straight away they will be answered.
Yeah, you mentioned this, and my dad he told me this a couple of times, and he said, you know, I've seen people have disobeyed their parents, and the result of that is always seen, not, you know, not just in the next life, but in this life, that we've seen them in ruins.
Mm.
And you know, there's a famous incident mentioned in the ahadith about a man who, you know, you probably heard this, that he would be praying in a particular area, and his mother came and she called out to him, and he was praying and he was thinking to himself, you know,
should I listen or not? Should I obey my parents?
Yeah,
or should I listen to my mother?
Should I listen to? And she called him a couple of times, and he didn't answer. And she said, you know,
she cursed him.
She cursed him, and she said, "May you see the face of a
immodest
woman." And so later on, what happens is a woman, she has a child, and she says, "This is the son of that pious man who's worshiping."
Mm.
And they call that pious man, and they break his house, they break his place of worship, and they say, you know. And he goes to the child and he points to the child, and the child speaks about who the actual father is. So,
in actual fact, this is amongst they say amongst the children who spoke in the cradle.
Yes.
Like saying Isa alayhi salam speaking in the cradle. This child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed him with the strength of speaking in the cradle. And subhanAllah, this is also, you know, the child speaking because it was of the piety of the man himself speaking.
Yeah. And even though, you know, he didn't respond to his mother. You know, he was praying, and he was just thinking to himself. But because it came out the mother's mouth, that's it.
They say the supplication, whether it's in the form of dua, whether it's a form of a blessing, or a form of destruction, it will still be accepted in the court.
Now we hear, you know, in the environment of Dawud Islami, especially from Amir al-Sunnah, that yes, parents should make dua for the parent for the children. They should also be careful about what they say about
not curse them.
And children should not do anything as such that, you know, subhanAllah, a curse comes out of your mother's mouth for you, out of your father's mouth. You know, how unfortunate is that, my dear viewers of Money Channel, that, you know, you disturb your parents so much that they are inclined to curse you. Or they are inclined to, you know, say, make a dua for your destruction. You know, Abdul Hanan Bhai,
same way, you know, you make dua when the parents make a good dua for you. The example of that should be given here also, I think. The incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, right? Where a butcher, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam wanted to know his companion in Jannah. So he asked Allah, "Ya Allah, show me my companion in Jannah." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Go to so and so town, you'll find so and so butcher there, he's your companion in Jannah." And who is the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? A butcher, right? Someone who slaughters meat, right? And so Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went, found this butcher there, and he sat down, and when the butcher finished, he invited him to his house. Now when the butcher invited Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to his house, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went. Now the butcher placed down the food, and next to him he placed basket. And so when they started eating, he would place morsel in basket. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam thought that, what's the story here? Anyways, and meantime someone came knocking on the door. So when the butcher went to see who was at the door. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam looked into the basket, and he saw that elderly men and women in the basket, and they looked at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and they smiled, and they read the Shahada and they passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when that man came, he looked into the baskets and he saw that his elderly parents had passed away.
Mm.
And the man, he got up and he kissed the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he said, "It looks like to me that you are the Prophet Musa alayhi salam."
Mm-hmm.
And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked the man, "How do you know that I am the Prophet Musa?" He said, "My parents would make two supplications. They would make these two du'as every day. That Ya Allah Azawajal, give us death and seeing the vision of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when I saw them suddenly passing away, I realized that this supplication of theirs were answered. And this child was obedient towards his parents. And this is why at this old age...
What was their second dua?
The second dua was, "May my child be the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in Jannah." And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to that butcher, he said, "Good news, glad tidings to you that I am your companion in Jannah." Right? So this was what the supplications of the dua of the old parents who the child was serving, their child to be the companion, someone who will be in the company of a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Of the supplication of the parents. Right? If that, how far a supplication can take someone, then imagine. Should we not be serving our parents and try to get these supplications?
My dear viewers, I'm going to tell you, so many points here, serving the parents. And you serve your parents, you do a chore for them and they become happy and they give you a dua. And you know, one dua can take you so many steps in this life and in the next. But my question to you is that, you know, let's take the other side of it. Yes, they're serving the parents, but sometimes the parents are, you know, constant, do this. You go to your parents and your mom is always do this. You're trying to sit with her and you just talk, or your father, you're just trying to sit with him and talk. But they're constantly, you know, do this, put this box over there, put this table over there, you know.
You can look at this in two ways. Look, one way of looking at it is that when your parents are saying to you, do this, it's because... Think about how many things your parents are doing. And when you are there, looking in a positive way, it's just a means of having some of the things which they are doing.
Mm.
You being a means of help of that.
Mm.
Right? So if even when they say do this, it's not huge works.
Mm.
They're not telling you to cook a whole handi for the whole family.
Maybe they are.
Right? Or a whole curry for the whole family.
What if they are?
I don't think parents...
But what if they are? For example, if it's a daughter,
If they are, mashallah, it's not that they're going to say every day. You know, no matter what you argue, these are one-off things, right?
Hmm.
You know, child thinks that they always do, it's not always.
Hmm.
First of all, it's a one-off thing, right? Maybe the time they've caught you at that right time where they want a few things done, and there's no harm in doing it then and there.
Hmm.
Right? You go to school and your teacher says, do this, you do it.
Hmm.
You go to you go amongst your friends and your friends say, do this, you'll do it.
Hmm.
Right? Why, when your parents say, do this, you say, it's a pain.
Hmm.
Why is there a pain here now? Although here we should be jumping towards this because this is where the great reward is.
Hmm.
This is where the great blessings is. This is where the supplications of your parents are going to come towards you. Right? Here we're saying, oh, we're finding this a burden. The burden is, this is shaitan. This is the devil, Iblis. He's trying to divert us away from the easy way of entering into Jannah.
Allah.
The easy way of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So this is where the most pressure is going to be. This is why your hearts are not inclined towards serving your parents.
Mm.
Because you think that this is hard, it's burden.
But it's the easiest way. One of the easiest ways to find it.
So just if you look at it in a try, you know, I would say to the viewers of Madina, think positive.
Hmm.
Think positive when your parents are telling you to do something, they are giving you reward. So it's like saying that after you've done this, you'll get this much wealth.
Hmm. You know, I was just thinking, when we were, as Tahdith and Ni'mah, to express a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protect us from evil eye and all of this. When my parents, they would go out of the house, and me and my brother would be at home. We were young at that time. What we'll do is, mom and dad are not here, let's clean the entire house.
Allah,
let's put everything in its right position. And even though at that time we were young and we didn't know, you know, there's a whole bunch of clothes, we don't know where to put it, so we just shove it all in the cupboard. And outside we make it all nice and clean and everything, and get out of, you know, love for the parents. And when our mom and dad would come home, they would, oh, who's done this? This kid, oh, it's you guys have done this. Mashallah. Oh, okay, mashallah, mashallah. And they would get really happy. And you know, you mentioned, you know, that feeling, that tranquility in the heart. I don't forget that.
SubhanAllah.
I don't forget that.
No doubt. So for the viewers of Madhichal, if you want to gain that peace, you know, you're looking for peace in the wrong way. You're looking for peace in drugs, in alcohol, in intoxication, in music, in whatever we are looking for peace in. But the peace you will find in serving your parents, you won't find that anywhere.
Allah, very powerful. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Manichan, we've had plenty in this episode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to really contemplate, really think about the blessings that are in our houses and in our homes, and something that we see every day but we don't really ponder over and really think about looking after. So if there's some chores remaining, my dear viewers of Manichan, why don't we do them now? Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.